Harper Audio presents Lullabies for Little Criminals by Heather O'Neill, performed by Miriam McDonald, with an introduction read by me, the author. Introduction. Time is like an accordion. When you stretch it way out, it has a mournful and nostalgic sound. The events of your past can similarly seem tragically far away. Then, when you cram it together, the sound of an accordion is loud and bold and present. All the events of your life are sometimes crammed together like a group of elementary kids in line, stepping on the heels of one another's shoes and giving one another lice. It was 10 years ago that Lullabies for Little Criminals was published. It seems hard to believe that a decade has passed, and simultaneously it seems like a lifetime ago. I feel a lot of affection for the book now that it is so firmly a part of my past. Its flaws take on the glow of nostalgia and sort of break my heart. It's like a goofy old class photo. All the crooked bangs, the buck teeth, the butterfly collars, the burgundy corduroy seem endearing because they remind you of being younger. I was 32 when the book came out. I didn't expect it to be a success. Oh, I had had my share of achievements before. I carried around a giant book of nursery rhymes that I had inherited from a great-grandmother when I was 5. I would memorize them and recite them to my dad when he was feeding the birds and had on his sheepskin hat and army jacket. He told me I was a genius. I had quite a few comments of praise on the side of my essays from my teachers in school. I had a Tupperware container filled with fitness awards. I had a wooden plaque from high school for achieving the highest grade in English. I graduated from McGill at 20. After graduating from McGill, things got a little bumpy because I took on